Hi, I'm Chris Kemp. Welcome to the Kemp IT Law Vlog. This vlog is about the UK government's approach to regulating AI paper from July 2022. First, we'll look at what the paper says. Then, we'll look at how it compares with the EU's approach. Finally, we'll look at some of the challenges. Since around 2018, the UK government has had a consistent position that one-size-fits-all rules for AI are inappropriate and a threat to UK AI innovation. After Brexit, this position is hardening. The paper is explicit that the government does not see a need for specific AI legislation and that non-statutory guidance is the preferred way forward. The paper expressly distances itself from the EU's approach, which is to adopt AI rules that would apply to AI generally. This works where the aim is to harmonise the rules across different countries, the paper says, but that's no longer relevant for the UK. The killer risk with the heavy-handed approach is that it dampens innovation. The UK government has an interesting vision here. What it proposes in the paper is a coherent, decentralised framework. Central government would issue general principles on a non-statutory footing. It would be up to sector-specific regulators to apply the principles in their respective sectors, with a clear steer from government that intervention should be light touch. So that means through voluntary regimes or guidance. The key challenges are going to be keeping the approach coherent, applying the principles in a meaningful way without mandatory rules, and ensuring the approach is interoperable with Europe and the rest of the world. Thanks for watching. For more of our thinking on AI, see our blogs and vlogs at kempitlaw.com.